We start. We're in the studio at Oroville Radio. I am Marlenka.
I'm Stefano.
And we're going to talk a little bit this morning about the radio, about Oroville, about life in Oroville in general.
Wow. Long talk.
Well, maybe not so long.
No. Maybe
you start, Stefano, because I've been here longer than you have in your experiences are more recent. You're here with your wife, yes?
Yeah.
And you both are active in the radio.
Yeah.
And you were doing radio and television work in Italy?
Mostly audio recording and mixing of music.
Hmm.
Yeah.
My favorite subject.
Yeah. But I am even a video maker, because I work for big artists as an editor for musical videos.
Mm.
So I am in this field too.
And so it's normal that you would come to the radio when you came to Oroville?
Yeah, I mean, the first time I arrived in Oroville, I found this advice in the news and notes,
mm.
Telling that the radio was looking for volunteers, and I came here. I found Andrea. He was really excited to have. have a sound engineer, a real sound engineer in his hands.
So, I bet he was.
So he welcomed me very, very warmly, and I got in the radio very suddenly. I was in.
Well, there you were.
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
It was 4 years ago.
Already 4 years?
4 years ago. Now, finally, we are newcomers.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So I'm sure that Oroville will be very pleased to have you, not just the radio.
Oroville is a very rich place for what I see. I mean, we came here not just because I had this work at the radio. I mean, this is the last thing. We were here for the idea, for the ideas of Shri Aurobindo and the mother, who are very inspiring for me and Nadia. And we were looking for some place like this before. I was thinking about a place like this for years and years in Italy. The one thing that limits me is the work, because the work take me a long time each day, big responsibility in the radio, because I'm the one in the radio who manage the situation. So before there were people like Andrea or Miriam were very... they were
dedicated
to the radio, but now they left the radio, so I'm alone, and it take a lot of time to organize and to
mm-hmm.
manage and to record and
of course.
Mix, and it's a big work I got in my hands. Something that I miss, but I think in the future I will have to improve, is to study more the words of Shri Aurobindo and the mother. I mean, I need to know more about them. I need it, really. I feel it. I need it.
Oh, that's great. That's a great place to begin from. And of course, it's available. You know, hard copies, soft copies, you can find all that information. And I like to think that we get to learn, we get to know what we need to know when it's ripe, when the time is right. And then it comes in. Well, me, I did not know about the mother in Sri Aurobindo before I came to Auroville, before I came to India even. I had another teacher, and I had the idea that I must be loyal to that teacher come what may. And it was difficult for a while, and then finally I realized, look, when I'm a child and I'm in the first grade, and finally I must proceed to second grade, I'm not being disloyal to my first grade teacher because I'm moving on. And that satisfied me, that conception satisfied me, so I could ingest more truth from another teacher. And immediately the words of Sri Aurobindo, oh, it was like what I had been looking for.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the same for me.
Yeah.
Exactly the same. I didn't know anything about them before to come here.
Uh-huh. It doesn't matter. I mean, you know, there are people who have studied and had experiences even, I'm sure, long before they come here. And not everyone comes here. Many people stay in their own countries. And so I feel extremely fortunate and blessed. Look, we're just a little over 3,000 people in this international township that was meant to be 50,000. And after 52 years, we are not, we're still around the 3,000 mark. But we are blessed to be one of that number. And how slowly or how quickly Auroville grows is not the point. It's the integrity that we have to these ideals that matters. And then I think the work that you choose to do may or may not be what you were used to doing where you came from.
Yeah.
The thing is that whatever your work here, it's a means towards the end of becoming
yeah.
more conscious. You use it as a vehicle for becoming more conscious.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's the other extreme where people, there is a tendency to try to make it into a religion, this integral yoga, which both Mother and Sri Aurobindo warned against.
Yeah.
But it's something that comes naturally and easily to many people who perhaps need that kind of framework. No criticism. It's just that the thing that makes me so delighted with this integral yoga, one of the many things, is that nobody's telling me what to do or how to do it, that I have to meditate and sit still for X number of hours per day, and that I have to follow this diet and this regime and all of these rules that religions often have.
No dogmas, no rules.
Yeah, we don't have that here, and that freedom to maintain balance and equality with that freedom is a huge work. But it makes life good.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. And this is what I hate in my previous life, to be close to people who needed a lot of rules and dogmas and spirituality wasn't even seen far from, I mean, in our Western society is religion, not spirituality.
Exactly.
It's exactly the opposite, I think.
Huge difference.
Yeah.
One has nothing to do necessarily with the other.
No.
Yeah. So here we have the freedom where to work, how to think, how to live, how to eat, who to associate with, all the things, it's free. But having in front of you that ideal, human unity, what's in you is in me, is in him, is in her, is in each one, even that one that we say, oh, how can they think, how can they speak, how can they do like that, that's still in. And to see that is the same thing, that's for me the human unity, and not concern oneself with the differences.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it makes life a challenge, but very rich.
Yeah, I agree, yeah.
And then I have to say, one of the very special things in Oroville for me is the gift of music.
Yeah.
It's my language, it's my addiction, it's what makes me alive. And here we have a beautiful choir, men and women.
I know.
We are both members of the choir. And we have a wonderful leader, and we get to experience the joy of harmony, being together, like 52 people from everywhere in the world come together and work to sing in harmony and peace, led by this, I want to call her an angel.
Yeah.
Patient and sweet and knowledgeable, and she brings it out. And I always feel that it's such a gift,
yeah,
to have this experience.
It's a perfect metaphor of Oroville.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. We sing all together in harmony and led by the words and the actions of this beautiful woman. That's Nuria.
Nuria, Catalonian Nuria.
Incredible.
Yeah. So this is one of the many treasures, gifts that we are open to here. Of course, we have other classes and things that we can experience and try and work at. But as I mentioned before, I'm rather addicted to music. So it's what a segue into something. I feel it's spiritual. Music can lift you up.
Yeah.
Can take you in, can heal you and lift you up.
Yeah. But anyway, Oroville is full of very good musicians. Very good.
Yes, we do have.
And I am trying to involve them to come here and show their music live in the studio.
This is good. We recently had here in Oroville a coming together of, I would guess, several hundred people, maybe close to 1,000, to attend what we call a Portus meeting, Portus for all, because some situations had arisen and allegations had been made, and it came to many people's attention. And what that meeting was about, I'm not even going to begin to go into that. You can, as a listener, you can find that in another place in the radio. But I bring it up because when I walked in and I saw that huge number of people, I was so touched to be in such a space, because it's unusual that that many people come out,
yeah,
in unison, in a harmonious, quiet, respectful way, to explore what seem to be problems.
Yeah.
This, to me, is part of the reason of Oroville being so special.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. In unity, you try to find the resolution of problems and just discussing and...
Communication.
Communication, yeah.
Openly.
Yeah.
With freedom to express and question. Yeah, I felt that that was a very beautiful thing.
Yeah, this is the bright part of the problem.
Well,
always looking to the bright side of life.
Yeah.
Was,
yeah,
said by...
Yeah.
Yeah, this is something that is useful for Oroville. I mean, the problem is not something that must destroy Oroville, but it must improve Oroville. You have to take the problem in this way, and you can become better and better.
Exactly. The problem is actually a gift. It's a challenge, and therefore it's a gift, because it's not swept under the rug, as it were. It's brought into the open, and you can have various emotions about a problem, you can try to run from the problem, but to look it in the face and say, okay, what is this? Let's investigate.
Yeah, even because I don't think everything is wrong in this problem. I mean, it's not nothing, it's not something that you have to avoid.
No.
You have to, to face.
Embrace.
And embrace and inspect and try to think what wrong was done by someone or some part of the community.
What was truth and what was
and,
false.
And what better we can do together to fix this problem or turn back the problem and go in the right way.
Mm. Yeah, and avoiding attending the meeting, avoiding confronting the problem does not help to find a resolution to the problem.
Yeah.
It must be looked at and confronted and embraced as a gift because it's going to make us see more.
Yeah.
And then only can we discover what is true and what is false and how to proceed and grow from the experience, hopefully.
Yeah. There is this call to go back for all the decision to the residents' assembly. This is something that could inspire us to go back to the first time.
To a pure beginning.
The pure beginning.
Yeah.
In which the community was more alive.
More active.
More active. More
participating.
United.
Yeah, more exactly. United. Yeah, at some point... it's interesting that you bring that up, Stefano, because that's how it was. And then at some point, somebody or a group of somebodies decided that it would work better if we would have selection committees and appoint certain people to be in that group and certain people to be in that group, and each group would have a defined work to do. And then when that work was done, then announce to the community at large. But I definitely think you're on the right track there. Let us do away with that, because there's been so much just in the selection of members has been a headache for many.
Yeah.
But all the people who live here, in fact, it could even be something in the entry process that when you say, okay, I'm a newcomer and I want to be an Oroville, what does it mean to be part of Oroville and to be part of its growth? That means that you assist in the governing, or better word than governing, in the workings of how things are. Something is happening, whether we label it good, bad, or indifferent, but we come together and everybody gives a viewpoint and everybody asks questions and everybody expresses, communicates about that problem, and more light is shed upon whatever the thing may be. Bypassing the groups.
Yeah.
I mean, I was in a group at one point. I was actually in two different groups. And to tell you the truth, the reason that I slipped away, I escaped, was the meetings. The tedium of the meetings. The reports to be read and written and then discussed and met. And then the people in the community the whole community, they didn't know until somebody would make notes to the best of their ability and put it in the news and notes or on Euronet. Mm. It's a kind of strange way to address something, to make it very simple. If you're cold or hungry, you don't have somebody else put on a coat for you.
Yeah.
Or eat the food for you.
Yeah.
Or drink the water for you. You do it yourself. You become involved.
Yeah.
Well, as the mother has said, truth.
Truth.
Truth, 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 and more truth. And... surely with the small number of people that we are living here, we can afford to be truthful.
Yeah.
No matter what. If we are not, if people sometimes find that they're not being truthful, it will come back and bite them. But we, who become aware of this, how to handle that situation.
Yeah.
Because we are not here to tell anybody what to do or what not to do. But I don't think it's a wrong thing to confront somebody, whether it be an individual or a group, and say, hey, guys, this is not true. It's not a true way you're behaving.
Yeah.
And then it's on them to say, ah, thanks for the heads up. Let me see if I can look at this differently. Yeah. Or to say, get out of here or shoot us. Who knows what happens.
Yeah.
But at least to do our best to be honest and
without
truthful.
Without fear.
Without fear. Well, that's probably the big thing to overcome, the fear.
Fear.
That's what makes people do things that hurt themselves and everyone else. Fear.
Fear. Fear to lose something.
Even to lose their place in the group, their identity, to lose face.
To lose power.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe we should mention something about the music that is being played, that you are listening to, woven in between our words.
Yeah. What's the music?
The music is composed by a man from Iceland who's no longer alive. His name is Jóhann Jóhannsson.
Yeah.
And the selections are from one of his albums, or MP3s, I should say, at this point, called Englaborn.
Yeah.
And it's available on YouTube, as is everything.
Yeah.
Just about everything.
Okay, thanks for the chat, and
and
see you soon in these channels, and enjoy this program.
Please.